Oh, when you hear that song, it only means one thing. Shimmy, the voice of the Colorado Rockies, joining us.
I am never going to forgive Drew Goodman.
No, you're not. No, so that's where that came from. It was a Rockies rundown, and Drew Goodman, the play-by-play man for AT&T Sportsnet, told me that Shimmy's nickname was Shimmy. So you're never going to get over that.
Yeah, you guys just keep pouring it on. That's okay. Get a laugh out of it. That's fine.
I think it's cool. I don't have a theme song.
Yeah, I don't. It's better than Tanner Schwint.
Well, yeah. I don't know about that.
But. No, I do.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, man. Well, diving into it, man, I tell you what, yesterday going into the game, I texted my son and I said, Nick, you may think I'm crazy, but the Rockies are +310 tonight. And for some reason, I just have this feeling that they're going to play well. And he said, they're going to strike out 15 times, Dad. Don't be an idiot. Well, both were kind of right, because I think they actually did play well. They handled one of the best pitchers in baseball, not getting they actually were okay there, but they did strike out, 14 times, I think. But still, I think a much better game and a much more competitive game than people were thinking diving into that one.
Yeah, I think so too, Brian. You know, they certainly pitched well yesterday. The bullpen was terrific, and really, Ryan Feltner, one bad pitch, that hanging slider to Alonso, was a difference in the ball game. But yeah, it was interesting. Right before the game, one of my buddies, who's a big bettor, big gambler, low stakes but does a lot, and he said, "Hey, you're not going to believe this line is as high as I've seen it all year long for the Rockies." And you know, it made sense. They're on the road where they struggle, and they're playing a great Mets team. They got Jacob DeGrom, who's the star. So I could see where the line would be where it was, but the Rockies probably surprised a few people and hung in there last night. It wasn't a victory, and I don't think there's any such thing as a moral victory in baseball, but they did play okay.
Yeah, they really did, and it was refreshing to see the pitching out there again. Ryan Feltner, you know, he goes 4 2/3 innings. He gets the loss with that the 3 earned runs given up in the third inning, Jerry. But what were your takeaways from Feltner? As again, we talked about it yesterday on Rockies Rundown. Buddy's really just evaluating a lot of these guys right now.
There were a lot of good things last night, I thought, Tanner, with Ryan Feltner. You know, he still fell behind a couple of hitters, but he had that slider going, and Jack made the comment during the broadcast, and I think he was right on it. That slider is probably moving as well as it has all year long. So the key with Feltner always is establishing that fastball and getting ahead in the count like most pitchers, but that fastball has got to be commanded, and he did that a little better last night, and the slider was great other than one that he threw Alonso. So he was poised. He worked out of trouble a couple of times, which on the road some young pitchers have trouble doing, and he was able to do that last night. And he's got, like Bud says, he's got that slow heartbeat, and I saw some really good things. There's a future for this guy for sure.
No, and I agree, especially against, you know, what is now an 80-win New York Mets team, and you're in a pitching duel against Jacob DeGrom. You know you can't give up a lot, but I liked what I heard and saw from Ryan Feltner last night. Now, I want to talk about that home run from Ryan McMahon. That is maybe the purest swing that I've seen Ryan McMahon hit a ball out on in a very long time.
I'm with you, Tanner, and I've always thought that about his swing. He's just got a beautiful left-handed swing, and that guy's got plenty of talent. You know, he's despite the number of errors, he's made great plays defensively, and he's really very solid. You look at last year when he was a Gold Glove finalist, and this year a little bit of an aberration, especially early on defensively. But you're right, that swing is as pure and as beautiful as any left-handed swing you're going to see. And I just sometimes just sit back and stand back behind the cage and watch him take batting practice and just watch that swing and think, my goodness, why couldn't I have had that kind of swing? And yeah, I might still be playing at age 62. No, but no, you're right about that. And he's had a down year. The numbers are down for Ryan McMahon, but you know that it's in there, and that was a great swing last night against one of the elite pitchers in the game.
If you were still playing, we've got your walk-up song for you. Shimmy, shimmy, pop, pop.
Right. You know, and you talk about McMahon's swing, and that is just, it's another one of the reasons that, in a sense, it can be so frustrating, because I love this ball team. You know, the players on it, I just see so much potential that is, you know, that it's right there. For many guys, they were realizing it this year and really turned it around at the plate. You know, it's just been an error here, an error there. When this season finishes, we're probably going to be able to go back and look at 20 to 25 games where a successful play here or a hop here or not a walk here would have made the difference in this season as far as being a what would be considered a failure and one that was being a near playoff team.
I'm so with you on that, Brian. I really think you hit it right on the head there. It just, and Tanner said this yesterday during the baseball show we had. He said, this seems like when the hitting was there, the pitching wasn't, and vice versa. And that just happened way too many times. And a great example of how this season has gone, kind of the microcosm, is Ryan McMahon on Sunday had that glove defect. The ball goes right through the fingers of his glove.
That was Dick Monfort's fault.
Error that leads to a run, he'd lose by one run. I mean, that's the season right there that they've had. And are they a championship-caliber team with this talent? Absolutely not. They're not that way. But I really think if things would have gone a little bit differently, and certainly if Chris Bryant would have been hurt, these guys are going to flirt with a 500 team. I think they're that kind of talent level. The injury situation has been pretty good up until lately, other than Bryant. So I just think they needed a few breaks here and there. And you guys know this in baseball. It seems like when those breaks go against you, they just pile up. Oh, you can't seem to get out of it somehow, and that's what's happened to this team.
No, it's absolutely true. But I like this lineup. I like it from start to finish. I just think there's a lot of really good young talent mixed with a good core of veterans that I just feel this team is so close. And we've been saying it all year, which is why you had a bus going, you know, for a while
before it
turned into a food truck.
It is a food truck now. We've got the Louisiana brand hot sauce on there for Jerry when he pops by. But I thought so at the beginning of the year, but you look at it and just some of the productivity. I mean, when Brendan Rodgers and Jose Iglesias have been your two best hitters, outside of, you know, what C.J. Cron did in the first half, you got to really reevaluate the Jonathan Dazas, right? You got to reevaluate, who's going to be playing in left field. Connor Joe, I know his on-base percentage is great, but they haven't been able to drive in those runs. Their on-base percentage has been all right, but it's just like we talked about with Jeff Houston yesterday as well, Jerry, none of it has clicked at the right time for the Rockies.
No, I'm with you. And you know, you've got to get more production from the outfield. And again, if Chris Bryant was healthy, we probably wouldn't be talking about that. But you know, Charlie Blackman's a part-time outfielder, but he's been fairly productive. And the rest of the gang, Grichik is having a down year. He's had 5 or 6 years in a row with at least 25 home runs. He won't even come close to that. Ryan McMahon's numbers are down. C.J. Cron is down since the All-Star break. So you've got Brendan Rodgers doing his thing. And Iglesias is great defensively, and he's been solid at the plate. But you look around the league at some other shortstops, guys that are really super productive. I mean, this crop of shortstops, you've got to be productive in today's game. I mean, Trey Turner and Carlos Correa and Lindor and Story and Seager and Tatis and Baez. I mean, you've got to have a little
Dansby
bit more
Swanson,
of an offense from your shortstop.
Yeah, and that's crazy to say about a guy that's batting .310, but it's just been it's just been singles. It's been this. It's
we
never
need
that big
three
hit.
Three-run homer bat. I mean, that's something that the Blake Street Bombers had, but we need at least one more of those bats in the lineup. Mm-hmm. Aside from a healthy Chris Bryant and CJ having a good year, we'll still need that other guy who can flirt with 22 to 25 home runs.
With you, Brian. No question about that. And I think that's going to be a real priority for this team in the offseason. Bullpen needs some parts to it, obviously. It's just been really difficult this season without Tyler Kinley to get to Daniel Bard. So that bullpen will look a little bit different, but they need more pop in their offense. There's no question about it. Whether that's guys they have now that hopefully develop or trade or a free agent signee, Bryant coming back and carrying the team, whatever that might be. But they know that. Bill Schmidt, I talked to you about it several times. Like, we got to get some more pop in our lineup, no question.
Well, C.J. Cron leading the team in home runs with 24, and second place with that is 36-year-old Charlie Blackman with 16 home runs.
And I think the majority of those 24 came before the All-Star break.
Oh, they
too.
Did. They did, for sure. Yeah. Talking with Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies, also the host of Amazing Americans. Jerry, who do you have on your program this week?
Catherine Switzer is the first female to complete the Boston Marathon. And I don't know if you guys remember the story or not, but it's crazy. Women are not allowed to race in the Boston Marathon. She secretly entered. She used her own name. They didn't catch it. She secretly entered. She got about halfway through the race. The race director tried to physically pull her off the course.
Wow.
And her boyfriend is an ex-college football player, was running the marathon with her. He decked this guy.
Yes!
I yes! love that.
And she finished the race. So she's the first one to complete the Boston Marathon. And then she went on to be just a great – she won the New York Marathon a couple years later, became this just female athlete icon, and wonderful interview, inspiring story. So Catherine Switzer this weekend.
Great story. Love it.
I got to know, is she still with the boyfriend?
No, she's not.
How the hell do you break
she
up
ended
with somebody?
Up with the guy who tried to pull her out from
yeah.
the race?
Yeah,
I did not ask that question. I should have. I didn't ask that question. No.
Well, check it out, Amazing Americans, AmazingAmericans.org. Jerry Schimmel, your host, there every single week for that inspirational story. I love it, Jerry. I mean, there's a lot going on in the world, but hearing about the triumphs through the trials of tribulation. From some of these people. It's an incredible thing to listen to.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Tanner. I sure have been blessed by having these people on.
All right, Jerry. You get going again 4:30 today, is that right?
Yes, sir.
4:30, all right. How's the Big Apple? Did you go out and do anything last night, Jerry? Did you just go to bed?
No, I went to bed, yeah. It was a long night, Sunday night, getting here and all that. So, nope, went to bed. Probably do the same thing tonight. I'll be a good boy.
long night, Sunday night. Jerry, it's Friday. You know that, right?
Oh, Sunday. What am I thinking? Yeah, Thursday.
Tanner, do not pick on us older guys.
That has messed me up. Usually travel day is Sunday, and it was Thursday this time, so it kind of messed me up a little. It was actually Wednesday this time, so really messed me up. We hardly ever travel on Wednesday, so sorry about that.
Hey, no worries.
I just had to give you a little bit of a hard time.
No, and have a Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Oh, all right, Jimmy, appreciate it as always, my friend. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for making me laugh, you guys. Love you.
Love you too, buddy. We'll talk to you later. There's Jerry Schimmel. I said I love you to Jerry at the end of Rocky's Rundown. He didn't say it back.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know how I feel, but I think it is.
Yeah.
8:54, let's get the latest in the nerd world.